Good, 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 good. Okay, can you hear me? Yes, you can. Kind of. It's a little bit quiet. I hope it's not too quiet, but the clipping's still gonna be there, unfortunately. Don't really have any way to get around that. Anyway, this is Minna no Rizumu Tengoku Part 3. And, first thing I'm gonna do in this part. Oh my god, this is really bad. I wish I could do something about it, but I can't. First thing I'm going to do is go into two-player mode, and you really can't see anything yet, but here I have two games, because for some reason, what, do you remember the first time I went into this and then played Forklifter and then it broke? Well, I went to it again, and It just gave me the medal out of nowhere. I don't know how that happened, but that means I can actually do this. The second game is Tambourine. You can actually do this with two players. So, let's do that. This microphone is gonna bother me to hell. Cause I really can't do anything about the way that the Mac only uses the microphone to the headphones that you're connected to, and I'm using different headphones now, so it sounds like crap. Anyway, here we go. Left, right, right, right. And starting from right this time. And now it's both again. No, no, no. Yay! Yay! Yay, 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 yay! Now, is it gonna crash again? Because if it is, I'm gonna be able to show you what exactly it does when you re-enter the menu. Oh, it actually gave me an error this time! Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I can show you what happens when you re-enter the menu. Before I do that, though, I am going to quickly make a state right here, just in case I mess something up.
Menu are packed. Dolphin. Emulation. Movie. Emulation.
The battery is almost full. 100% user level.
Save state to selected slot.
So, this is what happens when you enter the menu after you finish a game and it crashes. Yep, see? It gives you the medal, because you did do, I mean, I did do well, and it just now acknowledged that. Now, there are no other games yet, they're gonna come in later. So for now, I'm just going to get out of here, and we're gonna talk about this next game. Or, not just this next game, but Row 3 in general. So, I'm guessing that there are volume issues. I don't know how much of an issue this is, but we'll see once I get this recorded. Row 3 is going to be quite a lot harder. There's one game in particular that's going to be a little bit tricky, but we'll get to that in just a minute. Our first game is Working Dough, which By the way, there's only going to be one new intro in this set, which is going to be the fourth game, by the way. So Working Dough is another one of those sequence repeating games, except it's much more sequences that you have to repeat. And this is basically like an advanced version of Tambourine, just a little bit slower tempo, maybe. Like this. Tutorial makes it seem really easy, but it really isn't. 1, 2, 3. A, A, A. Oh god. It's just A at this point. Okay. So that's easy enough. Now, this is where A and B comes into play. What the hell? Yeah, when you hear it go 1, 2, so I'm doing A, and then AB. Now the sequences are going to be much, much harder in the real game, but the music makes up for it. It's actually really cool. Here we go. Easy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And 1, 2, 3, 4. A, B. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. A, B, A, B. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. A, B. And 1, and 2, and 1, and 2. Oh crap. And 1, and 2. A, B. A, B. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. Now, here we go. You have to wait longer. And 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. And 1, 2, 1, 2, and long string, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 1, 2, 1, 2, and 1, and 2, and 1, and 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Now, this is the hardest part because you have to do that. Yeah! 1, 2, 3. And 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. We're done. I must have counted a little too much. Maybe that was a little bit of a distraction for myself. Superb, nonetheless. Good. It's great to be back playing this, by the way. I'm recording this after uploading part 1, so this is May 25th. And the last time I recorded was like in the end of April, so it's been like a month. Okay, this next game is where things get really weird, because this game is a little bit visual. I can't exactly explain it. And to be honest, I don't even know how Working Dough is visualized. I know there's Mr. Game & Watch in it, I know that much. But I don't know what you're doing. So, yeah, A Built to Scale may be a very familiar title for those who have played Rhythm Heaven DS. It's the first game in there. The first ever game you ever play. But it's a little bit different here. You'll see. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly show, tell you how this works off the top of my head, because the tutorial it just makes it more confusing. So, I'm not even going to do it. The way it works is you're just supposed to, there's a sequence of things. There's a sequence of tones or things that you're going to be hearing. You have to press A at certain points in the sequence, and these points are always the same. It's just that the tempo of the music sometimes gets faster or slower, and there's another part where you have to react to a cue where it goes, and you have to press AB at the very highest part of that. It's kind of hard to explain, but the way that it works is, let's see if I can explain this. 1, 2, 3, here we go. A, play 4, 5, A, and 3, B, 1, 2, A, 3, B. And you just do this as many times as the game tells you. 5, 6, A, B, 1, 2, 3, A, B. Not, not, not. Here, and here. A, B, 1, 2, here, A, B. So just keep doing this. There's a certain sound that plays that changes with the tempo if you get it wrong. Like that. That actually changes. If you miss something, one of those completely, then you can't hit any more of them that come out later, which is really annoying. This is the hard part because it's really slow. See, I just missed it. Now it gets really fast. Oh god, the stereo doesn't help either. That guitar stereo thing doesn't help. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, A, B, 1, 2, 3, A, no, 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 no. I think I must have messed that up so much that I only got an okay on it. Because I did mess that up. Nope, superb. Cool. Very cool. No, 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 no. So, Built to Scale is one of those games, especially in the remix, you just have to trial and error your way through it, basically. The tutorial does not help because it's a different set of patterns. I'm really going to have to try and bring some of this stuff out. It's annoying. Okay, the third game, I don't even remember what it is right now. Let me think for a little. Oh, I know. This one's fun. You kind of have to keep the beat, basically. It's kind of like keeping the beat, but it's a little bit different. And it's really fun. This is Air Rally. A game where there's a cat and there's a dog. And you're the dog, and you are playing badminton. And you're playing badminton on a plane. Which is really weird, but that's the way it works. And basically just hit the ball on every beat, kind of like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, this is laggy. I've never had to be this laggy before. That's weird. There we go. So, you do that most of the time, but then sometimes this happens. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. And yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. In the real game, he actually counts 2, 3, 4. And on the 3, that's when you hit 1, 2, 3, 4. So we just wait a beat, basically. Now, another thing that the tutorial does is show you when he's a little further away, but basically his voice changes, that's about it. And the voice actually caught me by surprise, because it's different in Japanese, and I completely forgot about that. Same with the next game, that's going to be quite interesting, because I've never played it in Japanese. Here we go. No, 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 no. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and... And a pum pum pum. This music is really cool. Pum 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 pum. 2, 3, 4. See it just counts. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. And here we go. Ba-bum-bum-bum. In the English version, it goes much higher pitch. 2, 3, 4. And push. Ba-bum-bum-bum. Oh no, it's loud. And pa bum bum bum. And bum bum bum, wee. Voice crack, but yeah, that was pretty well done, I think. And it's really fun. I don't know why, it's just really fun to do. Now, is there going to be a perfect attempt? Am I going to have to mess around with that? Nope, not yet. Okay, so this next game is probably going to be one of the harder ones. I'm not sure. We'll see. But it's called Figure Fighter, and it's got the new intro in the set, which sounds like this. And Figure Fighter is a game where you control a toy fighter, also called the Muscle Doll, and you have to make him punch things. Punch a lot of things, to be exact. So first, you just press A a bunch and he makes noises. That's basically all you do. And then, you have to respond to certain cues. So the first cue is just when he says, jab. You press A, so jab, punch, jab, punch. Like this.
Jump, 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 jump.
It sounds so weird.
Jump, jump, jump.
Now, there's a few more cues. First of all, there's the
1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2.
Okay. Now, this is the one that's the least used, and for good measure, for good reason, because height
1, 2.
Oh, it actually doesn't say height.
1, 2.
But in the real game it does. Height
1, 2.
The height, as well as the and in English, where it says and 1, 2, is because, just to make it a little more clear that you're supposed to do it. It's the same with when he starts saying jab. First he says hi jab. You're gonna see. And this last cue was the dun dun dun! Dun dun dun! 1, 2, 3.
Dun dun dun!
I don't know if I like this better or the English version better. They're both good. And the music is very good in this one as well. Layout of the different patterns is kind of hard to memorize at first, but let's see if I can do this. And do not ever fail or else it's going to make really weird noises. Ew!
1, 2! 1, 2! 1, 2!
And
hey, jump.
Yeah, it said
jump.
Height
one,
at the beginning
two.
There.
1, 2! 1, 2!
Just like this.
Hey, jump! 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 Jump!
Dun, dun, dun.
Jump, 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 jump.
That's the main melody of this song.
Dun, dun, dun. Jump, 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 jump,
dun, dun, dun.
Jump, 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 jump,
one, two,
jump, jump,
and 1, 2. Dun, dun, dun.
1, 2.
Jump,
jump.
1, 2.
Dun, dun, dun.
1, 2. And hi, 1-2, 1-2, and jump. Jump. And now the crowd's coming up.
1-2,
1-2,
jump. Jump.
1, 2, 3, 4, and jump.
Jump. Jump.
Hi, 1-2.
Jump. Jump.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jump. Jump.
That was close. I thought I was going to miss that.
Jump. Jump. Jump.
And we're almost done.
Jump. Jump.
Dun, dun, dun. Jump. Jump. And the last one. Hi, 1-2, 1-2. And that shattered glass noise is always random. No matter, like, if you play it more than once, you're gonna see. That was really good. Wasn't expecting it to be this good. But I guess no input lag is magic. Like, this is amazing. So, we're almost done, and the remix is coming up, which is definitely the hardest game, because it's long as hell, and it switches games very, very frequently. Still no perfect attempts, okay, fine. Let's do the remix then. It's got a song that I definitely do like, it's just that I don't know any of the lyrics because it's in Japanese, and I've never actually heard this song in Japanese, so this is a new one for me. Or maybe I have, I just don't remember. So, here we go. Start with Figure Fighter. No, it's Working Dough, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, B. And jump.
Jump.
Dun, dun, dun. And Delta Scale. 1, 2, A, and A, B. And
jump, 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 jump.
1A, 1-2, A, B, and jump. Hi, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, and air railing. Now be really used to this part because it goes 1-2 out of nowhere. And again, hi, 1-2. Makes other random noises. Hi, 1-2. Now there's no 1-2 here. 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3. 1-2-A-B. And 1-2-A-A-B. And nut, 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 nut. Nut, nut, nut. Nut. And
jump, 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 jump.
Now this next part is where things get really hard. 1, 2, 3, and double scale. 1, 2, A, and A, 2, 3, 4, A, and A, 2, 3, A, B, and 1, A, 1, 2, A, B, and last 1, 1, A, B.
1, 2.
Jump, jump, I 1, 2.
Jump, jump, jump,
no, no, 1, 2. That is really weird, but you can get used to it. 1, 2, and 1, 2. I 1-2. Yeah, 1-2. Oh, I forgot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're not done. Oh no.
Jump.
A little bit more.
Jump.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jump. Jump.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jump.
Jump. Jump. And 1, A, B. So, yeah. Remix 3, it takes for a really long time to learn. Since I've played this a billion times, I kind of already know how it works. But yeah, for those playing this for the first time, just keep practicing. Keep playing it back to back, learning the way it works. Especially about the scale part. I don't even know how I did that, like, how I counted and tried to do all that stuff at the same time. It does help, actually. I think it helps if you do that. So, everything was all superb. I didn't get any okays, no try agains, no nothing, which is quite cool. I do want a perfect attempt, though. I want to see how perfect attempts are going to hold up. New row unlock, new game unlock, and Still no perfect attempt. What the hell? Really? That is weird. And there's no new two-player games either. Row 3 doesn't have any of those. But yeah, that was quite weird of a recording. I don't really know what to make of it. I just love playing this game, so for those of you who don't like my singing, well, you just have to deal with it. So, part 3. That was quick. That was really quick. Hopefully we're going to have some perfect attempts in the next part. In fact, we're definitely going to have some of those because this is quite weird. But yeah, part 4 is going to have a lot of my favorite games. There's two games in particular that I like very much. And the remix is cool as well. So I'm going to quickly make a state and I'll see you then.
Speech unmuted. Notification center. Finder. Audio hijack. Finder. Dolphin. Menu. Emulation. Select state slot. Save state to selected slot. Save state to selected slot. Quit Dolphin. Now, yes button. Triggers the action. Empty table. Audio hijack. External mic record. Selected top.